Ian Goossens, who is a postdoctoral researcher in the group of Professor Bratt, goes on to explain.
An important symptom is the loss of control over eating, where the children or the youngsters have feelings they cannot stop eating or they cannot control their eating. And we have found that this symptom, which is in fact an eating disorder symptom, is already present in young children. So for example, in elementary school aged children, we have found prevalence rates about 20% of the children who report at least one episode of loss of control over the last month, and also in adolescents. Comparable prevalence rates of loss of control are found. Now, this eating disorder symptom may predict worse eating disorder outcome, so it is important for practice that to prevent eating disorders or obesity, to prevent that the loss of control is going worse or that more episodes of loss of control will be reported. Now, two important mechanisms are related to the development of loss of control. The first one is dieting. So when you follow a strict diet, this may have counter or counterproductive effects. So dieting is not always leading to weight loss, but in fact, when you are hungry or when you feel emotionally, dieting may cause binge eating or may cause loss of control over eating. So in that case, we recommend that people stop dieting because it has more negative effects than it has positive effects, especially the strict dieting where you, for example, exclude all sweets from your eating habits. So this dieting mechanism is the first one. Another important mechanism is the mechanism of regulating negative emotions. So binge eating or loss of control eating can also be where people use this mechanism to regulate negative emotions. So they use emotional eating as a way to gain positive emotions, for example, when they are depressed or when they feel tired or when they feel ignored by someone. And this emotional eating can cause loss of control and can also be important or play an important role in the development of eating disorders and obesity later on. So for people who experience a loss of control as a consequence of their emotional eating, we would recommend that they go to a psychologist, because no dieting has to do with this mechanism. But in psychotherapy, you can learn to use more adaptive emotional regulation strategies instead of using eating as a way to regulate your emotions, because that will lead to overeating and to more loss of control.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.